The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, we were talking about this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous and my bad state is excessive. We said that the great scholars have suggested several meanings for the word tribulation. The first meaning that we discussed was the sins. But it has also been said that the great tribulation may be remoteness from Allah's closeness. The position that is obtainable by belief, by our good deeds, and by having good morality. This position contains Allah's pleasure, and this is what will lead to accompanying the prophets, the martyrs, and the pious ones in the hereafter. So the second meaning for bala is being far from Almighty Allah's closeness. Those who are always far from this position, they are the ones that will eventually reach a position in which there are Satans and savages, but no humanity, no belief, no good deeds, no morality. And this is a place where human does nothing but oppression, wrongdoing, transgression, and immorality. On the other hand, though, those who are always seeking the nearness position, they will benefit from Allah's special blessings. That's why they engage in worshipping the Almighty. That's why they love to serve His servants, because they are the servants of the Almighty Allah. And they help these servants in a joyful and blissful state. In this engagement, they have no job but as a sincere servant, and they have no desire but reaching Almighty Allah's nearness. Their hearts continuously gain blessings from Allah and leads it to all aspects of their beings.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm, and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds, and the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds shades veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let's have a look at an example. Yusuf was the one who sought the route to Allah's nearness, and he turned his diminutive house in Canaan into a sincere worshipping and serving site. At the very beginning of this spiritual route, he dreamed of the future, seeing his own high position. He made the deep darkness of the well his prayer place. And that's why he could be successful in escaping the sins. How did he manage to get out of the palace of Zuleikha? He made the palace of the Egypt's king, which was a falling place for Zuleikha, his rising place to piety, by seeking only nearness to Allah. He was able to turn the prison into a place of worship for himself. And by worshipping Allah alone, he made this prison a place of guidance for the others. That is why when we started talking about remoteness from Allah's closeness as the second meaning of bala and tribulation, we said that this position of closeness is obtainable for anyone, but on condition that you have belief, you take your good deeds with you, and you have good morality. That is how this great prophet Yusuf made a falling place a rising place for himself, through piety. That is how he performed wisely and trustworthily as the treasurer of Egypt. As you all know, he sincerely served Allah's servants as Egypt's king, and he reached the position of Allah's nearness. And this can be a great teaching for us, because we can also reach the station of nearness of the Almighty Allah through helping the servants, through serving them. And this is the nature of servitude. You don't have the right to look down on others, even if you are a prophet. So the second meaning of bala mentioned by the scholars is the remoteness from Allah's closeness. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you. Allah.